Hello, listeners of the Comedy Northwest podcast. A pleasure to hear from you again. Thank you for joining us. This episode is a live episode that we did at the Volcanic Theater here in Bend. Great venue, mostly do music, but always great bands. We had Alex Elkin come over from Eugene, and we just sort of did an impromptu live recording right before the show at Volcanic, which was a lot of fun. We had George Ingles and Juan Knudsen, which are some Bend local favorites, and it was just a lot of fun. Enjoy the episode. All right. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the live Comedy Northwest podcast here at Volcanic Theater. How's everybody doing tonight? Woo! All right. Don't start heckling me. All right, ladies and gentlemen, our first guest for the show tonight, I'd like to welcome George Ingles, everybody. Come on, George. Give it up for George. Take your time. You got this. There you go. Would you like me to grab you a microphone? There you go.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Welcome to the stage. How are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? So last night, you got your on call for Oregon's Last Comedian Standing.
That is correct.
Yeah, so you're the guy in the hole. So if somebody drops out, you are in the next round of the competition.
Yes, sir.
That is very exciting. You started doing comedy May of last year. So that is what, roughly March, April. Oh, geez, that's 10 months. You've been doing comedy 10 months.
Yeah, 10 months. And,
oh, when you did Last Comic Standing Bend, it was kind of the same situation. You're in the lightning round to get to the next one. Yeah. So you keep going slightly further by the skin of your teeth.
Pretty much.
I'm very impressed. Very impressed.
Like an inchworm.
And you seem so excited about it.
I know. I can barely contain myself right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Well, while you contain yourself, I'll get our next guest up here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for CJ the DJ, everybody. Woo! Go grab yourself a microphone there if you want to join us. I'll play onto the stage. Doobie, doobie, doo. Doobie, doobie.
It's First Friday. Nobody's in the room.
Yeah.
They're walking around downtown, except that young man over there that's not from the East Coast, but he sounds like he is.
Yeah.
Do you have your set list written on your hand?
I do.
No, that is my shopping list, actually.
Oh,
I kept forgetting to do things today, so I had to write it on my hand eventually. Yes, my set list consists of buttons, flyers, pens, AA batteries.
Poppers.
Ha ha ha! Hilarious stuff. So,
they clearly thought
CJ,
so.
CJ.
Yes, sir.
I have been introducing you as CJ the DJ because I don't actually know your real last name.
Sulak.
Sulak.
I've got a K in my last name. They almost want to escort me out of Oregon. It's a little too ethnic.
What is that?
It's Slovak and Ukrainian.
Really?
Mm.
Okay. Oh.
The Ukraine. My peoples.
Ukraine.
The man over there, he's probably eating borscht.
Where are you from, though?
What's that?
Where are you from?
Where am I from? I'm Buffalo, New York, Cleveland, Ohio, Boston, and Chicago. But I've been out here since 1997, so that makes me a local.
Yeah.
I drive 20 miles per hour under the speed limit, just like the rest of you little fuckers.
And then, of course, roundabouts are just out of the question,
oh,
right?
Oh, please. When somebody's approaching at 12 o'clock and you're at 6 o'clock, you can get in the roundabout. Physics.
Yes. There's plenty of time. People, it's the old folks. It's the old folks in their old Subarus.
And it's the young stoners.
Yeah.
And everybody in between.
I know how to work a roundabout.
Do you?
Yeah. I feel that I'm in the young stoner crowd.
Well, I'm glad you could figure it out because I encounter it every single solitary day.
Really?
Don't we all?
Oh, yeah.
There's always somebody that can't figure it out.
Does anybody know how many roundabouts are in Bend? Somebody just give me a number. 17. There are at least 17.
I think he's low.
I think he is too.
How low?
I think that there's 17 just on Washington Avenue.
Probably. Yeah, not Washington.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah, it is. God, it's
absolutely
ridiculous.
I agree. Now they have those new speed limit speedometer. You see the new speed limit radar detectors along Mile
yes.
Washington?
Yeah.
Every mile per hour over 35 miles per hour, it flashes just a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Like 36 is like, whoa, slow down.
Yeah.
37. 38. By the time you're at 40, it's flashing so fast, it's like saying you're, it's like a crime against humanity. Slow the fuck down! You know, it's like, geez, you're just going 5 miles per hour over the speed limit.
So they're trying to give you a seizure, is what you're
basically
saying.
Basically.
Okay.
Trying to give you a medical
down
condition.
I go for the high score on those things.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, I didn't know that those yeah. were to tell you to, like, slow down.
That's a good way to think about
like,
it.
Like, I try to hit this high score every single time yeah. I go through those.
It's crazy.
Trying to
defib the thing, straight line, red line.
Yeah.
Give yourself a heart attack. Give the sign a heart attack.
Beep. All right, so I'm going to get our next comedian. Juan Knutson, everybody. Here comes Juan.
Can I move the stool even closer to me? I really attracted a Juan in a weird
you guys want to scoot down
bro kind of way.
Here, scooch. Grab yourself a microphone, Juan.
I feel like we're on the Merv Griffin show.
Yeah.
Soon I'll be all the way off the stage making room for Vicki Lawrence will be coming up next.
Hey, Juan.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. I don't want to get too close to Chris. I might get celiac disease.
That's poison celiac to you. I've been called worse, Juan, but thank you.
All right.
So, Juan, you competed last night, too.
Yes, I did.
And you passed with flying colors.
You know, it was great. I'm actually looking forward to seeing... I actually trash-talked my evil twin, Travis Knutson, on KTVU last
yeah,
night. Yeah,
right.
So,
yeah.
Need to watch the news and see if I'm on.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Yeah, Jennifer called me earlier. She said it'll be on tonight. So
oh,
we'll
what time? Tonight, like
10 or 11,
oh,
I think.
Oh, perfect.
Right tonight, after the
yeah.
extended forecast.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to be a celebrity.
Oh,
that is so exciting.
We could only hope.
I've been on the news, but they had to blur out my face, so I was an innocent bystander.
You're on that list, aren't you?
Oh, no. Some of the best advertising that Bend Comedy has gotten was at Summit Saloon. They broke, like, there was a fight outside, and they broke out the front window right next to a smaller window containing the Bend Comedy poster.
Huh?
So the news comes out and films the broken window and Summit, and right there in the shot, every Friday at Summit Saloon, Bend Comedy. Yeah!
Any publicity is good publicity,
exactly.
Even if it involves a misdemeanor.
Yeah, this is very exciting. So, Juan, you've competed in three comedy competitions.
That's
we were talking
correct,
about
yes.
The last one you were in was Last Comic Standing, Ben, with George
mm-hmm.
here. And you were a finalist for that. And then you were also, the first competition you were in was the...
Eugene Laugh-Off in 2007. I was the third funniest person in Eugene, Oregon.
That's impressive.
Yes.
Woo!
Wow.
Dirty hippies can be a dirty hippie. I'm not
yeah.
sure who.
Yeah.
Dirty stinky hippie.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's weird is that you're not even the third funniest person on this panel right now.
They raised the bar in Bend.
That was mean. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Juan. All right. Let's get our last comedian up here, Alex Elkin. Everybody, give it up for Alex.
Woo!
Join us up here. Grab your microphone.
All right.
Hey.
Kind of reminds me of Kung Fu Panda.
I know, right?
Doesn't he?
Say skadoosh.
Skadoosh.
Ah!
He was like
woo! So, Alex, welcome to the panel. Welcome
hey, man,
to Volcanic
thank
Theater.
You. This is great, man. I'm really excited to be here.
Yeah, this
yeah.
is very exciting.
Yeah.
You came at the last minute. So glad you could make it.
I'm glad I could make it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I couldn't, then I wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's great for everybody.
It is.
And you brought the family with you this
I did
time.
Bring the family, because they told me this was all fucking ages, apparently.
yeah. Yes, it is.
So you watch a snuff film.
Yeah, I know, right?
Now, see, there's a big difference between all ages and family friendly.
Right.
Yeah. So it's everybody of all ages can come in, not saying that they're not going to hear some language.
Right, right. That's fine. Yeah. Well, we get worse at the house. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. In fact, I don't know if I should mention this, but my six-year-old came home with an oops, and these are the new little cards they give you when you have a problem at school. Yeah, they have oopses at years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Like and when you poop your pants kind of oops?
I just made
no, no, that's a poops.
Oh. And
that's
that's
a brown sheet. They give you. Yeah, no, this was an oops, and apparently he said bitch on the playground.
What?
Yeah, and I don't know where he gets that shit from.
Yeah, but I bet she had it coming.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, listen, it was his turn on the goddamn swing. So,
yeah, right?
You know?
Yeah.
It's her own damn fault.
What does your shirt say, Alex?
My shirt is actually, I'm selling these, and I've got other ones, too. This is one of my lines from my show. It says, show me a vegan that doesn't eat anything with a face, and I will show you his miserable girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh. Is there a snare drum in the
house? Oh. Oh, that is awesome.
Is it patent pending?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, that is hilarious. No, we were talking about competitions. You were in a competition as well, right?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you're talking about the Laugh Off. I won that in 2003, the Eugene's Funniest Comic in 2003. And then just recently, I was voted by the Eugene Weekly as Best Local Comic here.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's kind of, you know, yeah, being the funniest comic in Eugene, it's kind of like being voted the smartest guy in Kentucky. I don't know if I want to put it on my resume, you know?
Yeah.
It's not an enhancer.
Right.
At that point.
Yeah, but Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, actually, I am a co-owner of All Comedy 1450 out of Eugene, and we're we pretty much instigated and produced the statewide competition, so we're really excited about it. Glad we had a good turnout. And
yeah.
And thanks for doing it.
Hey,
thank
man,
you.
Thanks for doing it yourself.
To myself or for my?
I don't know.
Myself.
That sounds like a hardware store kind of thing.
I'm going to push in my stool here.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, what?
Are you sure George doesn't do that for you?
That's true.
Boo! I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a sexual joke.
What are you pushing your stool in with?
The competitions, they're good. They're fun. You know, my beef against them, because actually, you know, this month, the 14th, will mark my 20th year doing stand-up comedy.
Wow.
And I've done competitions in my time, and you know what I've come to find is, really, it's a bringer show. It's a popularity contest.
Yeah.
You get as many people as you can out there to vote for you. And, you know, the people with high-quality talent, if you have one or two people in the audience, sometimes you don't make it through, and that's too bad.
Yeah. See, honey, that was my excuse last night.
No, I heard about you. I know why. But completely
walked
justified.
Walked right into that one.
Totally justified. No. Yeah, no, it's, you know, but if you bring the right people in and you got the talent, yeah, you can really do good. And this one's exciting because Oregon's Last Comedian Standing is actually the largest amateur comedy competition in the country, possibly the world, with cash and prizes of over $10,000.
Wow.
Bob Eubanks, right, everybody. Yeah. Bob Eubanks.
That's right. That'd be in the butt, Bob. we have Salem, Albany, we're going to be in Grants Pass, Medford, and Eugene.
Portland is
actually... And Bend,
yeah.
But it's its own country. It's Portlandia.
Yeah,
so it's its own
from the rest
town.
Of the state.
Yeah, Portland was too cool for it. They're like, no, it's fine. We got to put on our thick rim glasses and beanies, ironically. We don't have time for your competition.
You know, I've come to the conclusion that hipster is almost a religion at this point.
It is.
It's the belief in sarcasm.
Yeah.
Like, no, isn't it the belief in irony?
That too.
Okay.
Like, it's a combination of
maybe
the two.
Maybe it's a secondary belief.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Good try. Good try.
Thank you. They can't all be gems.
Cricket.
I don't know. I don't even have anything to say anymore.
What happened to your red skinny pants, Ryan?
Mine? Oh, I still have them. Yeah.
Those were kind of douchebag kind of pants.
I love those pants so much. Here's the thing about those pants, and if you guys haven't heard the story about these pants, is that
stop calling them skinny pants. They're jeans for girls.
Shut up.
I'm not playing this game anymore with you people.
They were in the men's section, all right? Yeah, but any pant...
They were on a female mannequin, but they were in the men's section.
Maybe so, but any pant that gives a man a yeast infection are girl pants, okay?
Yes.
Am I right?
Now, what's the deal with mannequins now actually have to have nipples? I mean, not like me, like it's really cold kind of nipples. I mean, is that necessary?
Yeah. Now, one, that is completely politically incorrect. They're called personikins now.
Those aren't store mannequins. Those are the real sex dolls they sell in Japan. They're just importing them here, so.
They're just stiff.
Where was I? Red pants.
You were
talking
about your pants.
Yes. Please, let me regale you with my story of red pants.
Regale us, yes.
Hold on a second. Let me get on the edge of my seat here. Okay, go ahead.
Are you sufficiently perched on the edge of your seat? Here we go. I purchase random articles of clothing that are just ridiculous. And I saw these red pants on the sales rack at, I think, Macy's. And I was like, oh my God, those are so ridiculous. What if I just bought those? And I picked them up and I was like, oh, they're exactly my size. No, but they're probably too, oh, they're $2.50. All right. I'm going to try them on. They're probably going to be too skinny. They'll be uncomfortable. I'm not going to enjoy them. I put them on. Oh, these are the most comfortable pants I've ever had. So I had to buy them, and I've never felt more hipster or more gay when I wear them. But they
but you said you
so
bought them at Macy's?
Yes.
If you rearrange the letters, that's YMCA. I mean,
yep.
See, you're lucky you've got the body type to where you can walk into a Macy's and find things that fit.
Yeah.
See, I scare the shit out of people when I walk into an Abercrombie and Fitch. They just direct me to the food court. Sir, you shouldn't be in here. The hot dogs are down there.
Yeah. Did you ever see the video they did Improv Everywhere thing where they got about 50 overweight, unattractive guys to take off their shirts and go into an Abercrombie and Fitch? Because they have a guy, a shirtless, muscular guy, just standing out front of these stores in the bigger cities. That's it. They're not doing anything. They're just standing there.
Ryan has the calendar.
And I have all their autographs. So that's right. I followed them. I toured with them. But yeah, and it was, I loved it because all the guys were walking around all fat and whatnot. And they can't throw them out because they're there purchasing things. So they're customers and whatnot.
What can you purchase at that size in an Abercrombie and Fitch?
I don't know.
Socks.
Bracelets.
Yeah. Socks. One size fits all.
Yeah.
A scarf.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, I am slightly in between you and Juan.
By gift
so
card.
it's kind of questionable at this point. So like,
if you were between me and Juan, that would be questionable, especially if we had our shirts off.
We'd make it a manwich night.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing: is that there's no room in between you two with all that sexual tension there. So yeah.
Can I say I'm a sexy beast? Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. Woo!
Emphasis on beast.
Yeah. Call me.
So CJ.
Yes, sir.
You're a loser with me, right?
I guess I'm a loser next to you, not with you.
Aww. I was hoping.
I was.
We could
well, I called today. Okay,
other.
So you know, one of the. Judges was Leslie from the Twins.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I was on the radio with the Twins for the last 13 years.
Is she the one that fired you?
She, well, no. Would have been, yeah. They unceremoniously threw all the part-timers out about 2 months ago, and I guess she came on today. They throw it to her at 10 o'clock after the morning show, Casey and Ron, and she went into detail about how I was disqualified because I went over. Not disqualified, but they took points off because I went over 5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And apparently I had enough points to maybe eke into seventh or maybe not. Depends on who you were listening to. Okay. Yeah, it was fun, though. This is my third stand-up gig. Exactly, my third stand-up gig. I have no pressure whatsoever, and I'm going to turn 50, so I'm just pumping air. I'm happy.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, see, here was the thing, is that I almost didn't do it because I was so busy with Ben Comedy, but Jennifer was like, no, come on, do it. It'll be fun. You'll do it. You'll be fine. You'll get in the top seven. I do it. I don't get in the top seven. Oh. And I was like, beforehand, I was like, it's okay if I don't. I'm busy with all this other stuff. No big deal. But then I lose, and I'm crying in the fetal position in the corner.
In your red pants.
In my red pants. Just makes it so much sadder.
It's okay, little guy. It'll get better tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly. I feel better today. I just needed to eat something, I guess. I don't know. Eat my feelings away, and now I feel good. I'm good now. And now I can't fit in my red pants, but that's okay.
That's my other shirt, Eat My Feelings Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And is there a mustard stain on it?
Lots of them.
I would imagine.
I'm just glad these aren't. There's no black lights in here, because otherwise you could see the cum stains on my pants.
No, Alex, yeah. I got a question for you, Alex.
Yeah.
How did you come to own a radio station?
Well, much like CJ?
CJ?
Yeah. Yeah. I was fired from several other radio stations, and I got sick of it. So we bought our own. And we bought AM station because we love dying media. And so exactly. We're looking at a newspaper and a telegraph machine next. And we ended up partnering up with a guy named Michael O'Shea, who's been in the radio business for, I think he invented radio. He and Marconi came up with the idea. Mm-hmm. And this was his 50th station that he purchased, and we ended up getting in bed with him, his son, and then myself, and then another comic.
Did he say get in bed?
Is that a king size bed?
You know, business makes strange bedfellows.
Do they have red pants too?
Yeah, and so we all partnered up. We maxed out our Visa cards, and we bought this radio station right in the middle of Eugene, Oregon. We've got a 1,000 watts, and we're killing it, though. Nice. You know, we celebrated our 1 year in November, and yeah, we're Woo! On. Thank you. Thank you. If you guys ever want to pick it up, too, you can pick up your little smarty pants phones and go to tunein.com, and if you just check out All Comedy 1450, you can listen to us all the time, and we've got a live show, several live shows, but the mainstay is the Brick Wall Comedy Show that I'm also a part of, and anytime you guys are in Eugene, we've got an open door policy. We'd love to have you on the show.
24/7 awesome. Comedy?
24/7 comedy. So it's mainly you're going to find, you know, 3 to 5 minute snippets of your favorite comics, anywhere from George Carlin all the way up to Louis C.K. and Daniel Tosh.
Wow.
And then we do the Brick Wall Comedy Show for 3 hours every day. We've got Saturday nights, we've got the Friendly Neighborhood Fanboys, so we talk about comic books, video games, all the things nerd. And yeah. Yeah, and in the morning, to prove that we're not completely misogynistic, we have the Giggle Spot, which is hosted by Leanne Joshua and Jennifer Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Some other lady with a vagina. So it's it's good. It's good. It's all
around
fun.
Do you know that
fun.
For a fact, though?
I haven't seen it, no.
No? You're just going off of rumors?
You know, it's what I hear.
So it's a lady with something.
And she's got something, yeah. Don't they all?
I just stopped that story. That's the end of that bit, I guess.
Wow. Yeah.
So really, it was, you know, I interned in college doing radio, and I got out of the internship, and I was like, there's no future in radio for me. I'm not into this. F this. And I ended up buying a radio station 4 years later, so there you go. Yeah.
Real entrepreneur.
Yeah, I'm a real Andre Manua, you know what
Well,
I mean?
It's awesome that you can buy an AM station in the 2000 teens, and do that well with it.
We're excited, yeah. You know, I mean, we screwed up a lot of office pools in the corporate radio world in our town. You know, they thought we'd be gone after 3 months, and we're pissing them off, and I love it because we're totally anti-corporate.
Is Clear Channel
private? Yeah, we're privately owned. We do whatever the hell we want, you know, barring the FCC, of course. But you know, we do what we want. We get involved in the community, and we don't have to answer to some jackass in Atlanta that's telling us, well, wait a minute, you need to stick to your foundations here and tell everybody whose birthday it is today and what's the weather like. Eh, nobody cares about that. They want to hear comedy, and that's what we bring them.
Good.
Bless you.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's true. It you know, yeah. Hey, what's the number one station that people are listening to when they have Sirius or XM?
It's 95. That's 95 here.
Oh, okay, then
it's the comedy network.
It's comedy. Yeah. It's comedy. Yeah. So why not have comedy on the air? Yeah. And AM, I don't know, there's something cool about AM. And besides, AM, FM nowadays, it doesn't matter. People pick up their smartphones and they can listen to whatever they want, whenever they want.
Yeah.
And we're right there, too.
And AM, well, it's not like you're listening to music. It's talking, so it's perfect for talk anyway.
And that's another good point you bring up, Juan, because we're comedy and we're spoken word, a lot of the radio stations that play music, they have a listenership of about 8 to 10, maybe 15 minutes at a time. People listen to our station for 5 hours on average.
See, that's awesome.
And because it's comedy and not background music, people are engaged. They're laughing. And what that shows us is when we have advertisers publicize on our station, people do what we ask them. And that's really cool. Yeah.
That is really awesome. Yeah. I mean, music today just is lacking so much substance. All the songs are exactly the same. Nobody actually listens to the music anymore.
I'm in my late 20s. I'm turning 34 on Wednesday. And I realize how old I am because I hate the music today.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sorry. Dude, give me
it
some Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Oh. I will sit and listen to Joni Mitchell before I'll put on a Pink album. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I just can't stand it. I can't stand it.
I go way back to Bach and Beethoven.
Yeah.
Those are the oldies right there. Yeah.
I like how you said Pink as a reference to today's music, and Pink is pretty old at this point.
I guess so, but she just did the Oscars.
She did the Over the Rainbow, right?
It just shows you how out of touch I am. I don't even know. Is Pink a thing? Does she have a vagina? I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Pink.
Not anymore.
She's got a bulge. I don't know if that means
that
she has a vagina.
Great,
that
probably.
Crazy Elvis Presley with his hip thrusting and whatnot, he'll never be accepted.
I know.
How about that Bette Midler, huh?
Midler. Yeah. Shaking her tatas.
I was rapt watching TV with her singing.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out how much the silicone was
just
in her cheek.
Swinging that Jewish nose all over the stage. It's all inappropriate.
I'd tap that.
You can't.
Yeah. Oh, I would. Oh, God. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm wondering if she is kind of cute still.
You know what's funny is she's still dragging that song out, though. The Wind Beneath My Wings.
Yeah.
It was on mute when I saw it, but it was The Wind Beneath My Wings. And apparently, I was at a sushi restaurant the night after, and I was listening to a bunch of people who were actually going through flight school, and really.
Were they Muslim?
I couldn't see past the burqa, but I did hear them say, actually, you don't want wind under your wings. You want them above them, so whatever. Hipsters, I don't know. You know.
God. Well, of course, then you could ask Christians, and they would say, you don't need wind, you just need prayers.
There you go.
And that's what keeps planes in the air.
A wing and a prayer, right?
Exactly. A wing and a prayer, that's all you need.
So can we get a transponder for your station here in Bend?
A transponder?
Yeah, where it comes over and we can pick it up.
You're trying to talk to Lingo?
Oh, yeah, yeah, and we can get it like a sister station type thing.
Yeah,
that would be
awesome. Absolutely, yeah, we can do that.
Juan,
let's talk.
Do you have a station?
Oh, no, I'd like to get one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, go for it, man. If somebody like me could do it, you could do it. Look, you have a nice shirt.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. I think that between the four of us here, we can make
it. Well, it's just like
got some bills.
Were you counting on your fingers there between the four of us?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, Juan, he's got, like, the business financial backing and whatnot. CJ's got years of DJ experience. I've got the marketing and business and whatnot, and George has got a great personality for a radio.
And a face.
And a face.
A great radio face.
George,
George
you can be the tower. You can be our tower. Yeah. Just stand perfectly still.
I'll take that job.
Jordan, keep it down. The grown-ups are talking. I think that... no, I'm sorry. Come on. He wasn't talking. It was a joke.
Yeah, George, Jesus, shut up.
No, I think that would be a really cool idea, and we would certainly be interested in that. That's great. Yeah,
yeah, that would be awesome.
If you guys want to buy initial stock offerings, you're right here at the bottom floor, ground floor opportunity.
Yeah.
If you want to invest, see Karen me at the door. Just hand her cash. We take cash.
We take free barbecue. We take it all, man.
We take credit cards, but we don't give them back.
Alex got about two boxes of his T-shirts here with different quotes from his act.
Yeah. I do, yeah. And my new DVD called Alex Elkin Beat Your Kids. It's an hour long of my DVD. And we also had a television show in Eugene for a while where we would film us on the radio and then we'd do skits in and around town with local businesses. It was called Faces for Radio.
That's
and
awesome.
there's an episode on there. Plus, there's a song that I wrote called Road Comic in the menu, and it's an original song. I played all the instruments and did the vocals on it. So if you want to check that out, it's really cool. Take cash and card.
Wow.
Good plug.
I am just
entrepreneur.
So what is that? What other shirts do you have? What is the other one?
Well, you know, am I doing comedy tonight?
Yes.
Oh, well, I don't know. Do I want to give it all?
You're fine. Hold it for later. Hold it for later.
All right, yeah, because I got three shirts. They've got three different sayings.
For the people that didn't show up to the show listening to the podcast, then that's what they miss out on.
Yeah.
It's the awesome show, so they have to come to the shows.
Yeah.
Every Friday, Volcanic Theater. Woo!
Very cool.
Yeah. George.
What else?
What?
So apparently you almost died last night.
What?
Is that a thing that happened?
What happened?
Who said that?
Tony told me.
No, I lost my balance and almost cracked my head open on his kitchen counter.
Are you okay? Are you
Everyone's survived? A fucking chatty cat, dude. Jesus Christ.
I worry about you, George.
Get your hands off me.
If something were to happen to you...
How did that happen in the kitchen, though?
Well, we were standing around doing very massive bong hits.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And apparently I have trouble with that one bong, and I just kind of Ooh,
well, I got to talk to you after the show.
Was it a gravity one, or what kind was it? Can you describe it? Glass?
It's an ice one that you put
in. I love
it. I just started smoking again regularly, so I'm very low tolerance about it.
Yeah, but George goes at it. He really goes at it. Like a watermelon eating contest. Like he doesn't just like
nibble
at the bong. He just sticks his face in there and really goes at it. Racist. I'm sorry. Is anybody here black? No.
Oh, that's right. We're in Bend.
Yeah, we're in Bend.
Black Irish.
Black. So do you have any family still in the Ukraine?
No. I'm like fourth generation.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, but thanks.
They were killed in the riots.
Yeah. Just last week, my last uncle died. Thanks for bringing that back up.
Nice. We all got to go
last
sometime.
Last of the Sulaks. Sulak is actually crazy bird in Ukrainian, which is...
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
Like free bird or crazy bird?
Crazy bird. You got to bring the lights up, lighters up. That's what it's translated into crazy bird, which kind of fits.
Ukraine. Me, Ryan.
My name translates to son of Canute.
Son of Canute? Yeah. Juan means son of?
Yeah. No, son does.
Oh, son. And your middle name is of?
Like? No, I have a Jewish middle name. It's actually Reuben.
Reuben?
Yes.
I had a great Reuben for lunch today. Let me tell you.
I know. I love your sandwich. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, thank you for
it's
your
delicious.
Contribution.
Yeah. So I really am what you get when you cross a Norwegian, a Mexican, and a Jew. You get me.
Yeah, that is.
Juan Reuben Knutsen. That's all there.
You look like the poor man's David Byrne. I think I told you that the first time I saw you.
He's a bigger suit.
Yeah.
Doing this for us.
Yeah.
Are you intelligent?
No. I just look at this glasses.
Looks so
glasses add like 50 points to your IQ.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I wear them. I don't really need them. I just wear them because they make me look smarter.
Wear them well.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to you in an intellectual, manly kind of way.
Yeah.
In a Jewish kind of way.
How about you, Alex? What's your vision like?
My vision?
Yeah.
Well, it's not really good. I didn't bring my glasses with me.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's okay. You'll survive.
Yeah. I own an AM radio station in Eugene. My vision is terrible.
So is your future.
Yeah.
Not looking ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. So who's your biggest sponsor?
Oregon's Last Comedian Standing, of course, has our Coors Light. Mm-hmm. Jumped on board as one of our biggest sponsors there.
That's pretty cool.
But we go to local businesses because in radio you can get numbers, you know, and ratings basically by paying $100,000 to be in this book. You know, it's kind of like the Nielsen for radio, and we don't have that kind of money. And so we can't go to these agencies and say, hey, McDonald's, you know, we've got a 4.9 QM and here's our market share and blah, blah, blah. So we have to really go to mom and pops. And the cool thing about that is we get them results, you know, versus just throwing numbers at people and playing their spots on the air. We don't just play spots. We get involved with the businesses. We put on events such as Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. We partnered up with the U of O and did the Quacking Me Up Comedy Contest.
Nice.
So it's all about just go Beavs. Yeah, I like them too. And the football team's okay as well. A lot of our sponsors are just basically mom and pops. You know, some of our biggest people are people you probably haven't heard of. You know,
yeah.
Chaos. Throw them out there, give them a kick. Why not?
Oh, Chaos Kolaches, one of our biggest sponsors, and also a sponsor of Oregon's Last Comedian Standing. They're a Czechoslovakian pastry.
Mm, Kolaches.
Have you had?
Where
you know,
are they?
You know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Cleveland.
And they kill them. They're so good.
What's his place? Where's it at?
It's in Springfield.
Yeah. Do you have the address?
It's 388 Q Street in Springfield.
All over
right
it.
Behind the Bow Rack. You gotta try. Life is chaotic. Have a kolache. They're delicious. Yeah, I love
them. There we go.
Yeah, good
that
guys.
That's awesome.
Kolache.
That reminds me. Our sponsor for tonight is Atlas Cider, everybody.
Hey, Atlas Cider.
I love Atlas Cider. They go great with kolache.
They actually serve it here. It's fantastic.
They do. Yeah.
I love it.
Have you taken Fireball and dropped it into an Atlas Cider and had yourself a cinnamon fiery apple? Oh, my God.
That is the drink of
the gods. It is wonderful.
That is my new winter drink.
Uh-huh.
I used to be like
winter.
Hot buttered rum.
That's year-round, Ryan. What are you talking about?
It's a cinnamony, and if you get it warm, like it's pretty much...
What's great is have your girlfriend drink it.
Uh-huh.
He means beard.
No, that's how
it's just turning into our AA meeting.
I'm just saying, if you ever have a chance, I don't know this from experience, but I've heard, have your girlfriend do that, mm-hmm. and then have her do you a favor.
Oh.
Yeah.
Below job is what we're saying.
No.
No.
I was going to say, like, rake the leaves or something. What are you thinking?
Oh, okay.
Fill up your tank.
Yeah. You're drunk and she's more likely to clean out the fridge
exactly,
for me, is what you're saying.
Exactly. Okay. I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah. I was not thinking anything. Okay, I got a question. We're all men up here. This is quite the men panel right now. Mm-hmm. Has anybody here had sex in the snow?
Why?
No. Nobody has. But everybody's thought about it. It sounds really sexy.
No, I have no desire.
That sounds sexy?
That sounds stupid
that
and
sounds
cold.
Painful. It sounds like
for
shrinkage.
For the moment.
I mean,
yeah,
that,
see?
That's like the dumbest thing I ever heard. I mean, who wants to... I don't want to put my ass in the snow. And then if I'm going to be pounding it, I don't want to be pounding her ass in the snow. It's going to be cold. It's cold. And then I'm going to invaginate... Actually, my penis would actually invaginate itself in the cold. It would be horrible. I'd end up scissoring. It wouldn't do me any good. No, it's a horrible idea, Ryan.
Well, and see, when we were snowed in a couple weeks ago, I was having this conversation with someone, just weird places that we've ever had sex, and one of them was in the snow, literally just out in the snow. Like, you can throw down a jacket or a parka or something like that. But I was trying to figure out if I would actually, like, it sounds hot, like spur of the moment out there in the wild and whatnot. But I don't know if I'd even be
all
able
right,
to perform.
All right, then, Ryan, weirdest place you've had sex?
Weirdest place I've ever had sex?
Yeah.
That'd be in the butt, Bob.
No. Strangest place you've had sex? He's making it up now.
No, yeah, I think...
Because you know right away. You know right away.
I do. Well, there's two. There's on the trunk of her car in my parents' driveway or on the front steps of her parents' house.
Okay. All right.
I think.
That's lame.
All right,
anybody else?
We'll take audience vote. We'll take audience vote. How about you, George? Strangest place you've had sex?
Yeah, George.
With someone else.
There was no strange place. It was a fucking motel room in a Clarion Lodge. That's it.
Yeah, we didn't say dirtiest, but... How about you, CJ?
I'm thinking.
On the beach at the Oregon coast in broad daylight.
Ouch. Yeah. That's almost as bad as the snow.
Yeah.
Fucking broad daylight. Novel cover.
Broad daylight. I didn't think sex on the beach was that.
And I was watching every car go by, too, like from, you know, 1,000 feet away. I'm like, yeah. Jesus. Can't believe I'm doing
one,
this. I didn't stop.
You know, this one's actually pretty funny. I was in high school, and it's my girlfriend's house, and we decided to have sex on her brother's bed. Mm-hmm. And
is her brother there?
No, he wasn't there. But it was funny because I made a big mess on his. He had this. I remember he had this lion. Remember those fuzzy lion comforters?
Yeah.
It was like, it had one of those.
God. We have dolphins.
And I put a deposit on the nose of the lion. And then that night he comes in. He goes, "What are you guys doing here?" And like he had the TV in his room. I said, "Oh, we had ice cream and I spilled it. I'm sorry."
Yeah. Yeah.
Lion had a runny nose.
Right. Yeah. That's beyond our borders, Simba.
Yeah.
You must never go there.
That's the only one I got. That's not.
I have two. I have the strangest place, and then I have the coolest place I ever. Yeah. The coolest place I ever had sex was the Mylar table backstage at Disneyland and the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Nice.
Yeah. When I worked there for 2 years, and the Mylar table was one of those places where you get to christen your your musketeer, and then
you get to shiver her timbers.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, little pieces of eight. And the strangest place was our church's nursery.
Ooh.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not members there anymore.
So you used to be a priest?
No. No, I was having sex. I was having sex with an of age woman.
Oh.
So yeah.
Oh, okay.
What age?
Old enough.
Okay. All right, just clarify.
Was she a nun?
No, she was a 10, baby.
I'm trying to think of the coolest place. I guess the beaches would be my coolest place. I guess I'm not.
I just don't know if that's. Honestly, CJ, wasn't it painful though? I mean, sand. You can't open a Coca-Cola on the beach without getting sand in it.
That's what they make.
Can you imagine a vagina?
It was a blanket. Yeah. We had a blanket down.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It was a lion blanket.
How big was the blanket? 40 acres? I mean, you can't keep sand out of that stuff.
Now, see, I think good. CJ I like beats it. Us for the coolest place to have ever had sex, because I know for a fact that he has had sex and a woman 30 years younger than him.
22.
Oh, 22. Oh, excuse me.
Her body is a wonderland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, she was bragging to her friends about that.
Oh, my God, I totally banged a 50-year-old.
Well, here's the thing.
Rolls of fat and gray chest hair. Ooh, la, la.
Well, here's the thing. I just turned 41, and the part that I find to be difficult as I age is actually my elongating scrotal sac. What's bad is it actually hangs longer down my junk. And now when I sit on the toilet, actually, I bought a little pad to sit on the toilet. So they call it hernia things, but you sit on it, but actually keeps my balls out of the water. Because what happened was I'd flush and I'd give myself a swirly. Oh. He knows what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I felt the toilet overflowing in our hotel room before I saw it. They were coming up like fish bobbers. It was weird.
Terrible.
That's horrible.
God. There's nothing worse than sitting down at a Chevron and feeling the cold, wet water, man. That's just, that is bad news. You know you're a road comic then.
Oh, man.
Now, how about, do you ever eat heat lamp food?
Do I ever eat heat lamp food? Do I ever not eat heat lamp food?
He's a comic. That's all there is.
Look at him, for Christ's sake.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Why?
I'm just wondering if you ever had.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't eaten heat lamp food for 12 years.
Oh, congratulations.
No.
We're talking heat lamp food.
So what, you think
food.
You're better than me?
No, I'm just saying I haven't.
Are you like all fresh, all natural type guy?
I'm from Eugene, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, you people piss me
Don't
off.
Don't panic, it's organic.
I never knew what JoJo's were until I moved out west.
Really?
Yeah,
JoJo's are the best.
Idea. JoJo's.
Oh, triangle shaped potatoes, right? Potatoes deep fried.
In Mexico, they're called ho-hos.
Huh?
They're called ho-hos.
Are they really? I don't know. I've never heard of JoJo's in my life.
Yeah, they're good. They're good.
Like some places call them steak fries.
Yeah, that's what we call them back east, steak fries. Mm-hmm. We call them potato wedges.
That's right. You're right. They are
now,
totally different.
Steak fries is what they have at Red Robin. JoJo's are like the actual like triangular wedges.
Yeah, yes. With the skin on the back, right? Yeah.
And
yeah. Oh, you can't. Yeah, they're all vehicles for ranch. That's really all they are. Yeah.
So if you have any other food-related questions, I'm here for you. Seems to be all I'm good for this evening.
That's about it, Ryan. Yeah, balls on a heifer you are.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, thank you. Speaking of balls, we were talking about that earlier. I remember when I got to the age where, like, when it starts to sag a little bit. Do you guys ever play the ball in a cup game?
Mm. No.
Yeah, that's part of my act.
Is it? Yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
See, no girl has ever, like, they can't know this. This is just between us guys. But we play this game in front of the mirror when we get out of the shower, right?
No.
It happens.
No.
No? You guys have never played it?
I Buffalo Bill, but I never do playing in a cup.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, guys, you know what I'm talking about. We've all done this at least once. But what you do is when you're standing there naked, you spread your legs ever so slightly, and you rock your hips back and forth. And what you do is you rock back, and you try to catch your nuts in between your legs, and it's ball in a cup.
I thought that was Buffalo Bill.
No, man. No, you got it all wrong. I don't know. You've seen my act, right?
Because
guy's totally biting me right now, but that's fine. No, what you want to do is you want to get a good forward swing. You want to land one testicle right in the belly button. And it's okay if it falls out because it's connected to a scrotum. And he's just balling a cup. He's got a good forward swing. Not very popular in China.
I wouldn't think so.
Or Nantucket.
Yeah.
That's so long.
Or in the snow.
Yeah, okay, so back to the snow thing. Yeah. Sex in the snow. If you could perform, first of all, you've got to have your zippers like right up on each other, right? Like docking at a space station sort of a deal before you can open the pod bay doors.
This guy knows all about docking.
Oh, yes he does.
You know, I don't know why I don't see that coming every single time.
That's what she said.
Hey, what's docking, Ryan?
It is similar to plopping.
Oh, okay.
In which the
oh, that's okay. Don't anyway.
Two men. If you can't. Okay.
You lost me.
Isn't that called dicking?
Yeah.
Okay. See, here's the difference. Plopping is when the tips touch each other and like you get like a little suction with little holes, you know, and it goes plop. And then there's.
Oh.
I. You know what? I'm not funny, but I'm at least educational. Okay. Docking is when there is two penises coming together and one man that is uncircumcised takes his foreskin and puts it over the other man's thing.
One small step for man.
Yeah, that's docking.
One giant dick for mankind.
I'd just like to point out, I have never done or seen any of these things in real life. I just...
Only in Black Inches.
Kirsten, we have a problem.
Urban Dictionary, I'm telling you.
I am so proud to know that I didn't know what the hell he was talking about. I am so happy that I didn't know.
I also have a gay brother, so...
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. That looks funny.
He looks just like me, dresses just like me, but he's my brother. He's my brother, all right? So if you ever see somebody that looks exactly like me, like blowing a guy, that's not me, that's my brother.
Likely story.
He also answers to the name Ryan. He does have red pants. Or he just does that to mess with me. He's my evil twin.
He's your gay twin.
Yes, he is. All right, any more questions? Anybody?
I think we're good.
I don't know.
No, so, well, how far can you reach with your radio station?
About as far as my balls. You know what's funny is because...
I mean, can you tune in Tokyo? I mean, how far can you get
with it? Well, because we're on TuneIn, I was so surprised to find out we have listeners in Iran. We've got listeners in the Netherlands, and we've got a regular caller and his friends from Kentucky that call us up.
Really?
So yeah, we're literally worldwide. But as far as the signal, you lose us pretty much when you walk out the building.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
1,000 watts.
1,000 watts, yeah. If somebody turns on the microwave to cook a burrito,
I mean, can you get it in no tie?
Well, you can get us in Veneta, as far east as Walterville,
mm-hmm.
And then we go up north to Corvallis and south to about the bottom of Cottage Grove.
So the taint.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when you go west, as soon as you hit the mountains, we're done. Yeah. But that's terrestrial. You can pick us up on your phones or your computers anywhere.
Well, see, that's the best part, is that even though AM is kind of a dying thing, you still have the technology of the internet.
They say that. They say it's easy to say AM is dying, but look at some of the most successful radio broadcasters in the world. You know, I don't know if you can say this word in Ben, but Rush Limbaugh. I love this. I love this town. You fuckers own guns. God bless you.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, Rush Limbaugh, who makes, you know, what $60 million a year as an AM broadcaster.
As an asshole. Isn't that great?
Okay, yeah. But he's a rich asshole.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the AM broadcasters, you know, your George Norris and, you know, these kind of people. And AM, yeah, you could say it's dying, but boy, it sure makes a hell of a lot of money for those dead people.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Rush them. Well, and see, that's another thing. But didn't Rush switch over to XM?
No, you're thinking of Howard.
Stern switched
Howard's
over to XM.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, I mean, do you think if you guys had the opportunity, would you switch to XM?
No, they've got enough comedy on there. I think what we have is a cool niche. Nobody else is doing what we're doing in our area. So, yeah, why not be the small fish in a big pond?
Kind of like steampunk, really, right?
I know what I said.
These are, I guess, CJ, you've never been on the podcast before.
Never.
So I have questions that I ask, basic questions, because these serve as either inspiration or warning to other aspiring comedians out there to ask these questions. And the question is, how did you get started in comedy? CJ?
Well, geez, I started a long time ago, for what it's worth, but I did Second City in Chicago, which is more comedy acting, you know?
Yeah.
And so... just was doing that, running up the little ladder there, and I was just a year behind Steve Carell and Steve Colbert and Rachel Dratch, and obviously they had a hell of a lot more talent than I did because I didn't make it. But I do have a little story. Bill Murray, this is a funny story, and I'll shut up. This is a true story. I was living in Lincoln Park in Chicago, and I had the knock on this door from this little, speaking of Jewish, little Jewish woman, Josephine Forsberg. She was about 4'11", and she goes, "Hey, Sulak, how come you're not paying your tuition for the Players Workshop of Second City?" That's where you get started before you run up the... It's almost like a school for two years. And then you start doing the et cetera stage and et cetera. Anyway, she knocked on the door. I said, "Well, I don't have any money. I'm a starving artist." And she goes, "Well, you know what? You got a lot of talent. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you paint the walls of the Second City, the interior walls. I go, great. She goes, that'll be your working tuition. That'll be your working scholarship. I'm like, great, thanks, Josephine. She goes, do you know who the last guy that painted those walls was 11 years ago? Little Billy Murray.
Wow.
So that's literally my brush with greatness.
Wow.
I mean, it really is.
Literally nice. Your brush.
Literally my brush with greatness.
With greatness.
Yeah. Bill Murray, I painted over his paint job.
So this had to have been what, the 80s then,
this
right?
Is back in the 60s. Thank you, Alex.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. It was actually about between, I was there between 90 and 94 and a half, 95.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, I mean, only 11 year gap from, I mean, little Billy Murray. My God. I mean, he was already doing Stripes in what, 76?
Yeah, no, it was, not. I think it was 80 Stripes was 83.
Or at least SNL, you know.
Yeah, he was SNL in 76, 77.
Yeah,
City.
Yeah.
So about 11 years. So okay. 90, 80, like 70, yeah, right about when he left to go to SNL.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, yeah, that was cool. So that's what I did, and then I was in radio for 15 years. My day job is a realtor at Sotheby's International Realty, and I got one in escrow today, a lot in Tethered, $212,000, baby.
Whee!
0.37 of an acre. But I loved doing the radio for years. It was kind of it's different. Alex, you might know.
Yeah.
Radio is different than stand-up. So to answer your question, I've done stand-up 3 times, and it's all been within the last 3 weeks. And so I am freaking new at this, and I don't have the timing down.
But you're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you, Ruben. You Jewish Mexican. You're a hybrid. Man. I love you. But yeah, it's fun, and I'm gonna just keep doing it because I'm literally turning 50 in 2 weeks, and I just don't give a shit anymore. I'm just gonna do it.
Yeah.
The PGA Senior Tour won't be calling, so what the hell? I'm gonna try this.
Well, yeah, you've been going at it hardcore over the last.
I've been trying. I'm just gonna throw myself into it. But I mean, I'm very comfortable in radio.
Yeah.
But you know, you're in a room by yourself. So it's weird to have people. I feel like I don't want to talk because I'm boring these people. Like, I got to bring it right now or they're going to start walking out. We're in a studio. It doesn't matter. I'm talking to myself, basically.
Yeah.
And well, they one second.
He's got a call.
That's please, my agent.
Would please you like to take that?
No, that was my son. I just rejected him. Boy, I feel like a dick.
Call him back. Call him back.
I should.
Yeah, call him back.
Speakerphone.
You really want me to call him back?
Yeah, sure. Put him on speaker.
All right.
Your kids are adorable.
On the podcast.
By the way.
Explain him what docking is. I'd like to see his reaction.
Well, I've got 2 boys, 9 and 6. Yeah.
Tell the 6-year-old.
They're out in the car.
Yeah. They're out in the car.
Did you crack the windows for him?
No, but I gave him some smokes and some NyQuil. He'll be
perfect. He'll be out before you know it.
Yeah.
Need more NyQuil.
Yeah, go ahead.
Where are you?
Well, I'm doing a stand-up comedy show right now. Actually, I'm on a podcast, and so are you, son. So say hello to everybody.
Hello.
Right. Hi.
Hey.
Thank you. This is my son, Amadeus. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we're huge Falco fans. So, what's up, son? Can I help you with something?
Well, can we come or do you want to stay?
No, I'm not done yet, but I will be done soon. I'll call your mama to come pick me up, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hey, I love you, kiddo. I'll talk to you later. All right. Well, that was enthusiastic.
That's right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. We bought a book when he was still inside, and it had 30,000 baby names in it, and Amadeus was not in there. My wife was standing outside of a bar because that's where we hung out when she was pregnant. And somebody threw out a crazy baby name, and Amadeus, and she said, I love it. We're taking it. And then we did look it up, and it's Latin. It means love of God. So that's why we chose it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be great, though. Just think when he's like 16, 17, and some girl's going to say, rock me, Amadeus. That's going to be awesome. Just think that's like the best name.
Yeah, that's not very comforting.
You know what?
Remind me to pick up condoms at Walgreens on the way. Do they take a check? No. That's why he was here.
When he's old enough. So, Alex, how did you get started in comedy?
Well, I got started in comedy, because I've always wanted to be a comedian. I was at Friday night services with my grandparents. That's Jewish church, basically, for those of you that hate
Sabbath.
Jews. Yeah. Well, it was Friday night services, yeah. And it's customary for the firstborn son to come up and taste some of the wine, you know, and I went ahead and sipped it in front of the whole congregation, and I made such a fuss about it because it tasted horrible, and I made such a face, my punim, and the whole congregation just exploded in laughter, and I swear to God, from that moment, I just fell in love with it, and I knew from that day I always wanted to be a comic. I'd sit and listen to my dad's old records, you know, Smothers Brothers, Steve Martin, Bill Cosby, and just pee my pants laughing. I also had a urinary tract infection. But then... when I was 14 and I got into high school, they had a talent show, and I went ahead and wrote some material, and went up there and caught the bug. And from there, I started doing the L.A. clubs, you know, but I was so young, I'd have to go in through the kitchen, do my 3 minutes, and they'd come, you know, drag me out. And so in 1994, I guess, was when I started professionally doing comedy because I, wow, you know, did it for money. Yeah.
Yeah. How old were you at the time?
I was 14, yeah.
14?
14,
wow,
yeah.
Wow. Very impressive.
2 days after my 14th birthday, I cracked my comedy cherry.
Wow. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So here's the inspirational part. What is the best gig that you've ever done?
Oh, this one by far. You guys fucking rock.
This is it.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. Career's on fire tour right now.
Woo!
Yeah. Quiet down, sir. I can't hear you over the murmur of everyone here. Scooch in, folks. We'll make room for everyone. Peas and carrots, peas and carrots.
So, CJ.
Yes, sir.
Out of the three, four that you've done,
yeah,
what is your best gig?
It's actually, it's not these. I was a professional drummer. This is a silly story. I was back in Cleveland. Could I tell you this one?
Yeah, please.
All right, so I was playing a black cotillion ball in Cleveland, Ohio.
I think they prefer African American.
Well, you know.
Go ahead.
So I was going to say something my dad would have said, but I can't say it.
A black African American.
My dad ball? Loved Archie Bunker, but anyways.
Oh. What you do, what you do.
Yeah. Hey, meathead. I was playing a black cotillion ball in Cleveland, and everybody in the audience was black. The wait staff was all black, and the band was all black, and I was the only white guy in the place, and I was providing the rhythm.
Funny.
True story. So that was I never forget that as long as I live. I was probably 19 years old.
Wow.
And it was we all had a great time with it too. I mean, it was great. I mean,
yeah.
You know, all the black guys are like, you fucking, you hunky, you some one bitch. Look at you, you're black. You're the only white guy in this whole damn place. You know, they were just fucking love that shit.
So they really like
this.
You.
Look at the white people in Oregon. Is he talking like a black man?
Like, are they here? What is that accent?
Damn. No. I love black people, man. I tell you what. You live in Cleveland, Chicago. You got no choice. My brother lives in the University of Chicago area in Hyde Park, and you got about an 8-square-block radius. If you go outside that 8-square-block radius, you might never come back. That's the truth.
So it's true. Once you go black, you never go back.
That's right. Yeah, you never go back.
Yeah, to work.
Exactly. Ah. It's a life.
So what is the worst gig you've ever had?
So I played this black cotillion ball. No.
Anyone? Anyone?
George!
Alex?
Worst gig?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay.
You already said this, so that doesn't count.
Yeah. I got booked to do a Mormon church youth group.
Whoa!
Right? I mean, already. Just born for failure. And then not only that, but they introduced me as a Christian comic.
Oh.
Yeah. Aren't you Jewish?
So I made the cut. And... I opened up with my abortion material, and boy. Yeah, that was probably that was the worst 40 minutes of my life, because, you know, as a comic, whether you're doing good or bad, really what you got to do is the time, you know, so you stand up there, and if they're not laughing, you just eat your vegetables, you know, yeah, and do the time. And I sat in front of those Mormon kids and tried everything, and they have absolutely no sense of humor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but going to Mormons and saying that you're a Christian comic is like going to...
I didn't say that. They did.
Well, I know, but that would be like me introducing you guys and saying, hey, here comes a DJ. Nah.
Speaking of that, I'm not wanting to offend anybody, but last night I was hosting Oregon's Last Comedian Standing in Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
And we had an African-American comic that gets on the stage. And he totally threw me under the bus because I introduced him. And he goes, did that man just say, here you go, nigga? And I didn't. I did, you know, and there's a whole crowd of his people right in front, you know, and they all, you could literally hear the record scratching, and everybody was like, Parker Lewis can't lose, just, you know, and everybody, they look over at me, and I didn't say it, you know, but.
You were thinking it, though.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
There was, last year for Last Comic Standing Bend, we had a girl that was, when she came to compete, she was just plastered drunk, just plastered. And when I introduced her on stage during the preliminary round, I made some sexual joke or something like that. So she goes on for this beginning round, and she stops me as I'm getting off stage. She's like, hey, wait, oh, Ryan, come here. I was like, oh, she has a joke about me. Okay, I'm into this. You know, that's her opener. Good for her. And I just walk back up there, and I'm standing next to her. And then pushes me away from her. And then all she does is say, yeah, Ryan said something about blowing him. Yeah. And I was just like, man. And I was like, all right, go ahead. But yeah, we eventually had to throw her out. She's one of the first people to go. We had to throw her out before the end of the show because she was so loud and belligerent.
Nice.
Yes.
So she was blowing him back in the parking lot of the show.
Yeah, by threw her out, I mean like I took her out to the parking lot. And,
yeah. You know, we just, yeah.
But she got second place for that. So hey, there you go. That's, you can blow your way through a comedy competition.
You apparently. Sure can. All right. So how'd you do tonight, sweetie?
I blew it up. Oh. You have any scope?
I loved it. The judges loved me. I felt their love all over my face.
Okay. So hey, we're gonna do.
I'll take a meatball sandwich, please, sir, back there.
Hey Ryan, so are we gonna roll this thing out?
We are. What is our time?
It's time to
it's
do
midnight.
It.
Midnight. Late.
It's midnight. Okay.
It's 8:15.
Yes. We'll get on with the show. Get the show on the road, ladies and gentlemen. Let's give it up for all of my guests up here: George Ingles, CJ the DJ, Juan Knutson, and Alex Elkin over there.
All right,
ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. This has been the Comedy Northwest Podcast.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure being had.
Got to take a shower now after that document.